help me get you lost.
Wow, that's some incredible music, and we have in studio the singer, Crystal Metcalf. Which song is that we just heard?
Hi, Patty. Hi. That was called Sally.
Sally.
You have a great radio voice.
Oh, I didn't plan on it. You know, I didn't plan on not having the voice, but I didn't plan on a career in radio. I was a stand-up comic, and I was reading about your path of being a singer when you were a kid, and your mom putting you up in front of the church, and then coming to Chicago for, you know, college and studying. Did you come to study music or
musical theater? Actually,
musical theater
at Columbia.
Yeah, and the thing is that sometimes what we think we want to do isn't necessarily the path that we end up on.
I love
that you became a producer. You can put your own music out there and have creative control over it.
For sure, and tell my own stories.
Yes.
You know, with theater, it's the same. I love theater, so don't get me wrong, but it's the same ones over and over and over again. But it's cool to create my own.
And it can be limiting, you know, because first, you know, every director is going to have, for the most part, a preconceived idea of what that person is that's going to be in these roles.
For sure.
Body type and their appearance, whether it's race or gender. And you can't, you know, we can't always fit into the boxes that they put out there on the stage.
Patty, you read my mind on it. 100%, and I talked about that with my new single, Fearless, because I said I would audition for different shows, and I could tell you already, I knew who I would be, what line I would say, like, you know, I've done Little Shop of Horrors twice before, I was the same urchin twice, and I still love theater, and I hope to, one day, I would love to be Elphaba and Wicked,
right?
But that's just not where I want to be right now, but it is definitely interesting that, you know, that's the case.
When did you set out to start producing your own music and creating it like you have? Because that music is incredible.
Thank you, Patty. I was probably in college professionally. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I would create songs, but they weren't nearly to the production of what they are now. But once I decided I wanted to create my own stories, make my own sound, I started taking it more seriously. And it was mostly in college where I'm like, I need to make my own original things and not just do covers all the time.
And I have to imagine that, you know, seizing, you know, the reins and taking over has to feel so good for you.
It's kind of a tough place to be in. I feel like I always know what I want and I'm very assertive. But as a woman, sometimes it can be a challenging role to be in. I work with a lot of men. Gratefully, they're like my brothers and they respect me and what I do. But sometimes I feel myself, you know, like, oh, I don't know. Let's try this. And my husband, actually, he's always like, girl, you know what you want. Like, let's do it. Why are you wasting time? And I'm like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Try this, you know. So it's just having to be confident in that role and just going for it. Being the boss that we were meant to be.
That can be, you know, sort of daunting. But once you start, you know, imagining what that's going to be. But also, it's hard to figure out how do you get started sometimes.
For sure.
You know, how do I market myself? What kind of connections do I need to make? How do I book things? You know, how do I book gigs?
Yeah. And I've gone to quite a few like DIY conferences, and I research everything online. I'm always Googling. And even in this early stage of my career, I don't have a team. I don't have a manager. It's really about community and people looking out for me and saying, oh, you'd be great for this. You know, even with us connecting today,
right.
You know, Alex White, give her a shout out.
Yes,
from White
Alex.
Mystery. Love her. But, you know, she's always looking out. And with me doing shows with my band, there's always people saying, oh, you guys would be great for this or that. So it's definitely learning as I go.
And now when you make a video, there are so many elements involved in that.
Yeah.
How do you start to envision that? Do you do like a storyboard?
Patty, I'm so excited because Fearless is the single. It came out Wednesday, but the video is going to drop next Wednesday. So this is my first real professional video. It's my directorial debut with Addison Wright, who's another incredible director. He's a seasoned professional director. But it just kind of starts in my mind. I feel like coming from theater, I have a crazy imagination already. So with the song Fearless, I just kept seeing this image of a strong black woman being represented in a strong light, and the band is in there, and I just wanted to really just bring that vision to life.
It sounds like you enjoyed doing it too.
I know, I got so excited I couldn't even get my words out. It's for sure a passion. We had a blast doing the video. We did a 12-hour day and then an 8-hour day, but everything kind of starts in my mind, and then we have production meetings, and it's, you know, writing out the stories and having mood boards and vision boards and really just taking it step by step to make the vision come to life.
And you mentioned your band. How many members in your band?
So it fluctuates. We have 7 total, but what? It depends on if people want an acoustic setup or if it's a wedding or whatever it is. So it kind of ranges depending on what the request is.
And how do you when you collaborate, you know, what is that process like with the musicians?
So it's very interesting. For the last project I did, I wrote and produced that one. But for this new EP, which is called Fearless, it was more of a collaborative effort. A lot of people are able to write music or write lyrics to songs that are already created. Uh-huh. I have to start my songs from scratch if they are for me. You know, I can write for other artists if it's like I need a song about this or that, but if I have to perform it, I have to feel it and wait for it to come to me and say, this is what I'm feeling right now and I need to talk about it. So with this project, for the first single, Fearless, actually I have a writing partner named Theodore Barry. We wrote that song together, and he came to me with the song. It was originally called Blessings, and I was like, oh, I want to fit this into the new project. So we sat down together and we figured out what the new lyrics would be and rearranged it. And then from there, we sent it to the band. They learned it. We tried it out a couple times at a live show. We always try things out to see sure. the reception. And then from there, we go to the studio and put it down.
So when you mentioned that when you write a song for someone else, mm-hmm. that tends to be easier because whether you have a deadline or it's an assignment, but yeah. you almost have to wait for the assignment from you, whatever that is.
I have to wait for the inspiration. I mean, I've tried it before. People say, oh, let me send you some beats. And I'm like, okay, but it's the ones that make the cut on the album are usually the ones where I'm like, I have to get this off my chest. I'm feeling this way.
Do you have moments or are there certain things that help you sort of unleash that creativity? For me, I'll find I'm a comic too. Mm-hmm. And so in the shower, for some reason, I don't know what it is about. A lot of comics talk about this. My comedian Paul Farvar says he keeps a notepad and a pen in his bathroom so that when he can get out
That's
of the shower.
Smart. Right, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I keep my voice memos by my bed.
Yeah.
So it usually comes at nighttime.
Before you fall asleep, or do you wake up sometimes with
Both.
Something?
Yeah. There's times where I'm ready to go to bed and I'm just like, I'll have my voice memos and my notes and I'm Google swiping,
yeah.
trying to get the song out. And then there's times I'll wake up and I'll have whole songs just that I have to get out and record the voice memo and try to remember it to create it.
We are talking to singer, songwriter, musician, and producer Crystal Metcalf. Where can people find out more about your music? So, because we're going to hear some more when we come back in a moment.
You can go to www.crystalmetcalf.com. Crystal has a K, Metcalf has an E on the end. And then all of my socials is at Crystal Metcalf.
I'm so thrilled to meet you tonight and have you in studio.
Patty.
And I'm looking forward to having you back at next month or when your schedule allows to perform live.
For sure.
And our conversation continues in a moment on 720 WGN. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. Don't go anywhere. I mean, it's not like a command. It's just, it's a please. Please don't go anywhere.
It's a command.
I mean,
back.
If you're driving, continue on your way. I'm not saying stop. I made it weird. I can feel the pain, the strength build back down. The show, incredible musician, singer, songwriter, and producer Crystal Metcalf, and that's her song Fearless. The video for that single comes out Wednesday. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wednesday,
April 17th.
Vivian, before she goes, did you get a chance to watch the video?
I did not.
Oh my,
would love to watch
during
it.
The news.
Vivian, I'll give you an exclusive.
It's so good.
Can't
it's
wait.
So
By the way,
good.
I went to Columbia too, so
no
woohoo!
Way. Columbia in the building.
That's right.
And that's the thing, is that so many people come to Chicago for, a lot of musicians that I talk to come to Chicago for Columbia and then end up staying. Is this where you want to stay? Do you want to stay in Chicago?
I love Chicago so much. It's crazy because originally I wanted to move to New York mm-hmm. and do Broadway. And I'm from St. Louis originally. And once I came here, I just didn't want to leave. I just love the city. I mean, look at the view. Isn't from that, here.
I don't know.
Y'all can't see it, but Patty is living large at WGS.
We have a gorgeous view of Lake Michigan, of course. Navy Pier right over my shoulder. We're over the river. And you should see, during that polar vortex, the river froze.
Wow.
So we could watch it start to freeze. And
that
you know,
is so cool.
Just watching the city is amazing.
Can you see the fireworks, too?
We can.
Oh, Patty!
We can see the fireworks every Wednesday and Saturday. 4th of July, we all were here. We're like, oh, we're going to see the fireworks. You know,
yeah.
We had, our families were in here. We had the lights out. We were waiting for it to start. And it turned out they moved the barge farther south. So the Swiss Hotel, like, blocked the whole. And so you'd only see it if, like 20 of us had, like, crowd in the corner. So, like, all stacked on top of each other trying to watch the fireworks.
You gotta make it work.
Well, you have to come down and see the fireworks.
Oh, please,
yeah.
Let me come down.
Oh, and you have to come back and perform live, too.
I would love that. Yeah. We'll come and jam in here.
I'm gonna find a night where we don't have any White Sox games. That's how I have to do it for a full band like yours. I need a night where the White Sox don't play, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Okay, cool.
That's what I was telling you. Remember, I thought, could we do it acoustically? But after I saw the video, I think we have to do as much as we
Let's
can.
Let's do the full shebang.
Yeah, exactly. We've got some stuff coming up. Where I'm looking through my calendar right now. This is how I produce my show. I'm like, oh, keep talking, Krista.
So I would love to come back.
I love the video. It's just so much fun. How long did it take for you to film?
So we did, I don't want to give too much because I'm like really excited right. And no one's seen it. However, we did a 12-hour day for one of the looks mm-hmm. and the other look was an 8-hour day.
Okay.
So we woke up at bright and early, about 5 a.m., you know, hair, makeup, all of that. And we had a fun day of just rocking out and having a good time.
It looks like everybody was having fun. And Barry, can I put Barry on a microphone?
Ah, welcome, Barry!
Come on, Barry,
we need a round of applause.
One of the musicians and co-writer on this.
Yeah, he's the bassist in the band. Hi, Barry.
Hey, how you doing?
Let's talk about a good voice.
Ooh.
I was not expecting us.
You have a good radio voice as well.
I do. Now, what were some of your influences growing up, Crystal?
I always say Aretha and Chaka Khan. Those are my main two. I am obsessed with Queen. And a more recent one is Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She's the rock and roll, the godmother of rock and roll.
I don't know Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Oh, please, Patty. She plays guitar. I mean, it's like an incredible artist. But I just love their fearlessness and what they bring. They're also iconic and I just looked up to them and wanted to be exactly like them.
Well, what you'll learn as we get to know each other more is that, because you're now a friend of the show, you need to come back whenever you can.
I love y'all. Thank you.
Thank you. But we have a segment that's actually called Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge. Yeah. Barry's trying to deal with that. He's struggling a little bit. Yeah. And it knows no bounds, my lack of musical knowledge.
What are you listening to?
But I love
to?
Music. I listen to everything.
Okay.
That's why, like, smart speakers are terrible for me because I don't know who to ask for or what. Right? I know all the songs from Queen now because of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Did you see the movie?
I did. I liked it.
I saw it three times.
I love the movie. I love the music. I like the.
It's
the,
so good.
The movie was a little like it was the Wikipedia page for Queen. You know what I mean?
It
like,
was.
It was right. It was
a little
like,
basic.
A little. This happened.
I enjoyed
this,
it though.
But
I,
the performances were great. Yes.
I don't know the lead actor's name, but Barry, we saw it. I saw it three times. Me and Barry saw it together once. Did you like the movie?
I did.
This is his first time on radio, apparently. but I
stay behind the scenes.
I liked voice. That the lead character, I forgot it was him. I love films like that. Like, what's the movie Jamie Foxx did? Ray Charles, mm-hmm. when he, like, you forget it's Jamie Foxx. I love those kind of movies, and I really enjoyed that
they
one.
They pull you into the story, right?
Yeah.
You lose yourself in it.
You forget what you're watching.
I agree. Before, when we're done, I'll show you a picture. I have a son who is intellectually challenged.
He's okay.
He has something like autism. So we don't know what his quality of hearing is because he can't talk.
Oh,
and
okay.
One day, actually, it was the day of the Academy Awards, I get screeners as a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Okay.
So I had Bohemian Rhapsody, and my family family wanted to watch it. I'd already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And Declan doesn't like to watch movies. It's not his thing. He likes to be in the basement and play in a swing. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to hear the music that they were watching the movie to.
Yeah.
And Declan came over and grabbed the Bluetooth speaker, and I'll show you some photos. And the look of pure joy on his face of listening to Queen just tells you how much their music transcends.
I know.
You know, whether it's intellectual understanding, but like just the heart of it. I mean, he just looks, the smile on his face.
I love
and
that.
And he puts it up against his head like he needs to be in that. The music.
Yeah. Yeah. They have anthem songs that really just motivate you and get you through. I'm obsessed with Queen.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't have a favorite because I would say Somebody to Love. I have a playlist and I just play like everything. I love Bicycle. Bohemian Rhapsody, of course, that would be like, you know, everybody's favorite. But Somebody to Love would be probably, and Don't Stop Me Now, and Killer Queen. And
were there moments in that movie where it just, because there are sometimes fictional, you know, not fictional, obviously that's based on mm-hmm. a true story, but the way they tell it, were there moments where you know, you saw that he was, you know, Freddie Mercury was driven to follow through on his vision? Does that speak to you in so many, in certain ways?
Oh, absolutely. I loved that he just did not care whatsoever. They say he's flashy like a peacock. I just love seeing him take charge and believing in his ideas. Is in the movie where they had the scene where they were recording Bohemian Rhapsody, and he's like, no, higher, do it again,
right.
Add more harmonies. Like, I feel like that's how I am in the studio. So to see him live in that way, it's very inspiring. And I loved the Live Aid scene.
Oh.
I had never watched the YouTube of the original Live Aid, and when I saw the movie, I had chills watching it. And then when I watched the YouTube, I was like, oh my God.
And that for me, because I was a kid when that happened.
Okay.
And you know, I just, again, I didn't grow up, my family, my mom apologizes to everybody when they find out how bad my musical knowledge is, because all she played in the house was classical music. And not that I know classical music, mm-hmm. but operas like Placido Domingo and Pavarotti was in my house. And my dad liked Bing Crosby and the Ink Spots. And that was it. Like, we didn't have like B96 on or any of the pop stations. It wasn't mm-hmm. like I grew up in an Amish household, although I was raised Mormon, but that's not the whole story. There's more. Someday, Crystal, we're going to get coffee and we'll talk about all of it.
I have a similar story, though.
Do you?
You know, I grew up in church and we could listen to theater, classical, and Disney. So when I became maybe like in my early teens, I would sneak and listen to everything. And that's really how I learned about artists that I like now. I bought an Aretha Franklin CD and I was like, oh my God, I never heard her before because we didn't listen to her. We would listen to the Clark Sisters and Milton Bronson. So I had to kind of find my own music.
So what you're saying is I have no excuse.
But it's never too late to learn, no. Patty.
Oh, I'll be in restaurants now and I'll be like, you know, I'll just scream something. I'll be like, Pat Benatar! You know, there's nobody around for me to get points for knowing who's singing a song. Well, Crystal Metcalf, you are a force of nature, and it is a pleasure to have
Patty.
You in studio. June 3rd. Let's talk during the break and see if you can come in June. I'm not kidding.
Oh, I was like, wait, what's June 3rd?
Okay, let's see if you can come in June 3rd. I have my calendar out. I have to double check and see, but okay. I'm pretty sure this
is. I will make time for you, Patty. I want to see the view again. So you let me know,
all
honey.
Right, let's work it out. Where can people find your video when it comes out on Wednesday, your music now, and everything about you?
Yes. So please, again, visit the site. It's www.crystalmetcalf.com. Crystal with the K. Metcalf has E on the end. And then all the socials are Crystal Metcalf as well. And if you follow, subscribe, all of that, you'll see the video Wednesday.
You're incredible. Can't wait to have you back.
Oh, Patty, thank you.
And you too, Barry.
Oh, we forgot Barry was over there.
Thank you for having me.
More after this on Sunday. We appreciate you.
So soft-spoken. Very soft-spoken.
Lovely.